After two full days of discussions before the Superior Court at the Frontenac County Courthouse, legal teams representing the city and residents of the Bell Park encampment have completed their two previously scheduled days in court. Lawyers representing the city made the majority of their submissions on Monday, with the Kingston Community Legal Clinic representing encampment residents responding at the tail end of the afternoon. On Tuesday, the Kingston Community Legal Clinic presented their case for why the encampment ought to be left alone. Lawyers with KCLC reiterated points brought up on Monday afternoon. Driving home their arguments regarding the lack of shelter space, barriers for accessing shelters, including rules regarding substance use, and the importance of the encampment's proximity to the integrated care hub and their distinctive necessary resources. Their submission also heavily referenced similar situations in other municipalities across Canada, which were also brought before the Superior Court and resulted in rulings to leave campers alone. The Bell Park residents' lawyer argued that to ignore the precedent set would be a mistake, not only because of the material harm that could be caused to residents, but also because such a move would be taking steps backwards. Justice Carter did not make a final decision regarding the case, opting to take time to consider the presentations of both parties and setting a date for discussions to continue on November 9th. While no decision has been made regarding evictions, it was requested that the court-ordered fire ban, which was put in place at the city's request in July, be discussed as soon as possible due to the rapidly dropping temperatures. The order was put in place for safety reasons. But as winter looms on the horizon, encampment residents will need ways to keep warm. It was decided that the judge and lawyers involved in the case will regroup on Friday, November 3rd to discuss the ban, allowing the city time to have discussions with Kingston Fire and Rescue and come to a solution.